Okay, so I'm going to start from the top of Chaf, Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis, from my own Chazara. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says like this. He said, I could...
Chaf Amud Beis.
Chaf Amud Beis, I'm sorry. Chaf Amud Beis on the top. I'm just going to do a little bit of backtrack because it's the building blocks for the rest of the... And for me, it was hard. I'm just going to go quickly through it. So he basically says that he's able to misaking the months of the for the entire gula. Amrle Abba Avu de Rav Simloi Lishmuel, can you really do this? Yada Mar Hai Milta the Tanya beside Haiber. Do you know the secrets of the calculations? That's A. Do you know that issue? And also B, Nolan Kodem Khatsais, I know that Achar Khatsais. Do you know the law with regard to when the nerlet happens before chatzos during the day, or if the nerlet happens after chatzos during the day? Amarle, he says, no, I don't know those rules. Amarle, if you don't know those rules, Amarle, me the hadlo yada mar ikamilsa ikramili achrinusa de lo yada mar. There will be other things that you don't know. So you know, maybe you can't do the sakune lekula gaila. The chisalak Rav Zeira. So he saw like Rav Zera, Shalach Lahu. He said to him to two things here. First of all, that the night and the day have to be on the same part of the same month. Okay, so that means that if you have the first night, so you have the night, you see the old moon at night, the next day, even if you see the new moon, it's that you cannot be the Kaddish, the Chodesh the next day. The night and the day have to be in the same month. So that's rule number one.
Not only Yoni, if I can interrupt for a second.
Sure.
I think what Rashi says is that even if we want to orchestrate it that way, we have a cheshbon of why we want to do it, and we'll like pretend like there are Edom, if the Edom aren't there, really, you can't do it. You can't have the moon of the old month being seen on one day and the same day making it into Rosh Chodesh.
Right. So exactly that. I don't need to say that obviously because the rabbi said it, but exactly what the rabbi said. Vizusha Amar Abba Avua Derav Simloi. So this is number two. And this is and that which we said with regard to when Abba Avua Derav Simloi said to Shmuel those two things. Now he's just gonna go back and discuss that. See, he said, Mechashvin es toiladatoi. I could be when we calculate the noilad. So we have to be part of the calculation is noilad koidem chatzos. If you can calculate the noilad without obviously seeing them by just calculation, if you can calculate the noilad that it comes up before chatzos during the day, you will know that you could cite the new moon before shkia sachama. Noilad koidem chatzos. Let's say we do by the calculations, we figure out the noilad itself, the time of the noilad, that's when the moon can't be seen. That noilad will, and the new moon starts. If that by our calculation is not going to happen before chatzos of the day, then we will know because it takes 6 hours for the sighting of the new moon to actually be seen. So because it takes, if there's 24 hours where you can't see the moon, and it takes 6 hours from the noilad to when you could see the new moon. So therefore, if we, by our calculations, because we can calculate, if we know that the noilad happened before chatzos, then we could see it in that day. We'll know that before shkia sachama, we will be able to see the new moon. However, if it's after chatzos, then we will, by basic math, 6 hours plus 12, we will not be able to see the new moon that day. Obviously, this takes into calculation that each day is a full 12 hours. So if you, by chatzos, by the halfway mark, if the noilad didn't occur, we will know that you won't be able to see the new moon that day. So that's what he says. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Nafkamino, who actually cares whether or not we understand this calculation? If at the end of the day, we are going basar the Edom. At the end of the day, I think Rashi says, if we're going basar the Edom, Lamai Nafkamino, who, why does it matter? Yeah, Rashi, the lines get slightly bigger. Lamai Nafkamino, we at the end of the day we're being mekadesh lechodesh by the edim. So who cares if Bezin sits down and says, you know, whether or not we could figure out when the noilad was, either we see it during the day and we mekadesh lechodesh that day, or we don't. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, le'echushe sahabi. You need to know these laws And this is what he was asking Shmuel. Do you know these laws? You have to be able to be to cross-examine the witnesses who come to say, to testify whether or not they saw the new moon. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, if we know by our calculation that it happened after Chatzos, the Amru, and these Edom says, Re'inu ha-chadosha lif-mnei ha-shkiyas ha-chama, k'dei l'kacha ha-yoyim, Edei Shegerin. So we could be cross-examine these witnesses. You'll say, oh yeah, you think you saw the new moon? Yeah, let me just tell you, by our calculations, we knew that the Noilet happened after Chatzos. It's impossible for you to have seen the new moon. So therefore, we know that these Edom are lying. So that's why Shmuel needs to know these rules. Otherwise, he can't. It will be problematic for him to make Kiddush HaChodesh for the Geula. Okay. So now that we have this, the Gemara is going to explain how the new moon goes into happens. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Nachman, Chav Dalet Shoy. There are 12 hours Machsi Siara where the moon is covered. So basically, that means that when the moon circles the sun, there's 24 hours where the new moon is, the old moon is gone and the new moon becomes into existence. When it aligns perfectly with the sun and the earth, you cannot see that moon. So that is where you cannot see the moon at all. That's called that, and part of that is the Noilat. So it goes from the old moon to the new moon. So Lididon in Bavel. So of the 24 hours, what can't you see? Which part of the old moon can't you see? So in Bavel, Lididon, Shis Meatika, part of the 24 hours is the old moon. So 6 hours that you cannot see any moon. The first 6 hours is going to be from the old moon, meaning when the old moon disappears, 6 hours of that time is old moon time. V'temani sirei mechadasa. So, and 18 of the 24 hours is the new moon time frame. So when you cannot see for 24 hours, 6 of those hours in Bavel is from the old moon. And 18 of the hours is from the new moon, Liditu, but Asin Eretz Yisrael, Shisim Yisadasa, it's six is from the new moon, and the other 18 hours is from the old moon. So when you don't see the moon for 24 hours in Eretz Yisrael, it's 18 hours where that is the old moon and 6 hours in the new moon. Okay, Lamai Nafkamina. So what does it make a difference? What does it matter how any of these calculations? Again, why does this matter if by the end of the day we are either Mikadosh HaKadosh with witnesses or we don't? So if we are, so why does it matter all these extra rules? Amravashi, Lachuche Sadi Vaiter. If you know these rules, if someone says, I saw the old moon and the new moon within 24-hour period, Rashi says, if someone comes in and says, I saw the old moon at 10 o'clock and I saw the new moon at 5 o'clock, we'll be like, well, you're lying, because we know that you cannot see the moon for 24 hours. It goes dark. So if someone comes, you have to know how long the time is. Now, I don't understand. I mean, I'm not really sure what the 6 hours and the 18 walk, when we flip it, why that matters. I guess it depends on where you stand on the globe as to what you see, what you don't see. But I did not get that deep. Okay. Amar Mar, the rabbi, I don't. Okay. Amar Mar. So, keep going. Okay. Amar Mark. Sarah Shehe Laila Vyoim Hachodish Minola. So how do we know that the night and the day have to be from the same within the same month? How do we know that? Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we have two machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. There's two psukim. How we know this? Because why would we think not that way? Why would we think that you could have the night? How do we know that the day follows the night? That's the basic question of the Gemara. How do we know that in Judaism the day follows the night? We can't have day the night being its own the night following the day. Maybe it's okay. So we do that, right? Shabbos, we start Friday night into Shabbos day. So how do we know? Basically, how do we know this? Or any yantiv? Not right now, level. Okay. So the machlok is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Me Erev Ad Erev. We see from Yom Kippur, the pasuk in Yom Kippur says, "May erev, the beginning of Yom Kippur, ad erev, until the end of the next day." So we see that the night into the next day, into the night, is a 24-hour period, showing that the day follows the previous night. So we know that erev ad erev. So too by Kiddush HaChodesh, that we can't have the night be from the old moon and the new moon come in the next day, because that would be two different. It would be two different days, even though I found this to be challenging, because who says that? Maybe you're right. How do we know that this is a yontif? I mean, because you're saying because it's Rosh Chodesh. So once we're saying it's Rosh Chodesh, we know that Rosh Chodesh is a yontif. So we know that the night has to be the same as the day. Okay. Rav Yochanan Amar. So Rav Yochanan says me erev ad erev. We learn that from Yom Kippurim. So it's just like Yom Kippurim. We have night and the day. So too, the night has to be the same as the day. Reish Lakish Amar ad yom ha'echad es from the chodesh ba'erev. We see that by when this pasuk is referring to matzis. And if you look at the side of the Gemara says Barishan Arba Asr Yom Lachodesh Be'erev Tezlu Matzis Ad Yom Ha'echad Be'esrim Lachodesh Ba'erev. So we see that from Erev of Pesach until the 7 days Erev, a person has a duty not to eat chametz. And there we see that the mitzvah of not eating chametz expands 7 days from Erev ad Erev. So we see that it follows the night. My ben ayu. So what is the nafkamina, practical nafkamina between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Bottom line is that we come up with the same thing, that the day follows the night. And Kiddush HaChodesh, by Reish Chodesh, we're going to have the same thing. You have to have the night being the new moon has to be the night, has to follow the day. So if you see the old moon at the night, it cannot... you cannot be Mekadesh HaChodesh the next day. So what does it matter if you see it from Yom Kippur, if you can learn it out from Pesach? Bottom line is that day follows the night. How we learn it. They have a diak of the different sukkim. So one learns it from this pasuk, one learns it from that pasuk. It's not an actual practical nafkamina. It's just darshaning the pasukim. Rava Amar Chatzos Laila Ika Benayu. Okay, so what is this? This was a little bit complicated for me, so let's look at Rashi. Because if I read Rashi, I'm not making up my own things. Chatzos Laila Ika Benayu. So that is where the lines mamish get wide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six lines and about five words in. Chatzos Laila Ika Benayu. Manda Yalif Me Yom HaKippurim. So the manda Amar holds that is Yom HaKippurim, and that is Rab Yochanan. Rab Yochanan Hoylach Acher Tchilas HaLaila. He learns out that you could learn Tchilas HaLaila. He learns out that the beginning of the night, mamish means the beginning of the night. Why? Diksiv me erev, ad erev, the lidi day, and therefore what? So he learns mamish from the beginning of the night of Yom Kippur. You cannot eat anything, right? So as soon as Yom Kippur hits, the minute Yom Kippur hits, there's no more eating, right? And it goes up until the next day, ad erev. So he'll learn that if a person sees the new moon, the old moon in the beginning of the night of Rosh Chodesh, he'll learn, even it's by chatzos, even if you see the old moon early on in the day, he will learn that that's it, that you cannot be Mekadesh HaChodesh the next day. He will be able to learn that, again, he will be able to learn that Chatzos HaLaila, even early on in the night, will be considered to be what? Will be considered to be, you cannot be Mekadesh HaChodesh if you see the old moon. However, so now, Lidi Day Im Niras HaYishana, if you see the old moon, Vaitrin Rashi, Afilu Betchilas Leil Shloishim, even at the beginning of the night of the 30th, Shuv Ein HaChodesh Misakin B'Yom Shloishim. You cannot be Mekadesh HaChodesh the next day, because the whole Yom HaKippurim teaches me the entire night, or even the earliest part of the night. Ulamad Yalf Me Matzos, if you learn out from Chag HaMatzos, Ein HaYom Hoylech Acher, you can't say that it goes from the beginning of the night, because I could prove to you that post avad of the night, the day follows the night. We're not, this mandamer doesn't hold that the day doesn't follow the night. Of course it does, right? But the question is, how early in the night? Is it mamish tchilas halayla, or is it just, you know, later on in the night? So this mandamer obviously holds that it's later on in the night, because he'll prove that this pasuk isn't a raya that it's the beginning of the night, like when you can't eat during Yom HaKippur, because Matzis is not the same law. Let's see what happens with Matzis. Harei mechatzos halayla rishon shel Pesach, by Pesach, from after chatzos afterwards ad yom ha'achar v'esrim achilas matzis rishus. The whole mitzvah of matzah is not a chiyuv d'oraisa to eat it the whole night of Pesach. That's just not true, because it's only up until the halfway of the mitzvah. The pasuk is coming to teach me two things. Either it's coming to teach me don't eat chametz, or it's coming to teach me that you have to eat matzah. Now, the don't eat chametz applies to the whole thing from the beginning to end, but the mitzvah of matzah only applies up until chatzos. So you can't tell me that the raya from the pasuk that drags the night into the day is mitchilas halayla, and that refers to the matzah part, because the matzah part we know stops when the Karban Pesach by chatzos. So the whole pasuk is all referring to chametz, and that I mean this is how I'm understanding Rashi, and that is not that you cannot learn it tchilas halayla. So let's learn. We keep going in Rashi. V'chatzos halayla rishon cholok mehe. Okay, so he learned. I'm sorry. V'bavat shelo yachal chametz kedamrina b'shili erev pesach. So there, that pasuk is coming to teach me that you can't eat, A, that two things. One is that you have chiyav eat matzah until chatzos, and B, that you have to eat the chametz, you can't eat chametz the entire Pesach. V'chatzos halayla rishon cholok mehem v'nimshach im ha-pesach ha-nishchot ba-arba asar. She-ha-matzah necheles imoy choyva, that the choyva of the matzah is only up until chatzos uladi day. Afilu niris ha-yishonet v'chiles halayla maminin l'machar. So this, according to this man, the Amar, if you would see the new, the old moon in the beginning of the night, then you would be able to say, yes, I saw the old moon, let's say right when it got dark, let's say 9 o'clock, I saw the old moon. But at 2 in the morning or the next day, we saw the new moon. Would that be able to work? He would say, yes, he would be able to say that would work because that the din of the night doesn't apply, doesn't stretch that far out like the Erev Ad Erev of Yom Kippurim.
Yoni, let me jump in for a second, Yoni.
Sure.
There are two different mitzvahs of eating matzah. There's the obligation to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, which is only up until chatzos. And then there's like the rishus of eating matzahs, which goes all the way until the end of Pesach. So when the pasuk says, "Berishon barba asar yom lachodesh be'erev toichlu matzos." Ad yom echad ve'esem lachodesh ba'erev, eat matzahs until the end of Pesach. That's not referring to our obligation. We have a mitzvah, the first be'erev tochlu matzahs. That mitzvah is the first half of the night. The what we'll call afterwards the rishus of tochlu of ad. Echad ve'esrim ve'chodesh ba'erev, that goes all the way until after Yom Tov. So the first half of the night, you have an obligation to eat matzahs on the first night of Pesach. And the rest of the night, continuing on for the rest of Yom Tov, you have a reshus to eat matzahs. So we see we're dividing up the night over there in half. Correct?
Right.
So because we're dividing up the night, that's why we're saying that that over there, you see, you could split the night up until Chatzos, because on the night of the Seder, up until Chatzos is going to have one din and afterwards a second din. But Pinchas, is that clear?
From what I gather is because there is a nafkamina in the way Pesach is split, Memela, I could have a nafkamina if I see the old Levana in the first half, that's not going to be ma'akev to say, hey, this...
Correct.
Okay, so if we still have time, we could go a little bit further, or we keep going. Okay, Amar Rav Zeira, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Nachman, Kol Sveika, anytime that we have a suffix in Chutz Laretz, whether or not there will be a new moon, we are going to go, L'kai Meshadin, we're going to go forward. So we're going to add another day. So that's why in we have 2 days of Yontif. So we're going to have the 14th and the 15th, let's say on Pesach. Because maybe there was an Ibra Chodesh. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, maybe it was earlier. So maybe, well, we should always have 3 day yontifs, would be geschmack, 3 day yontifs for everybody. No, it would be terrible. No. Ulamemra, the Mechasrin. Maybe we should miss Suffolk back in the day. We should go back. Maybe we have two, but make it the 13th and the 14th. The Shesar of Din and Arba, I'm sorry.
Wait. Do it again.
I'm sorry. L'kai meshadin l'memra
d'mecha... That means to say... D'mechasar v'shistar
avdina. No, I'm sorry. Right. We should have the 15th and the 16th avdina. V'abba besar loy avdina. And the 14th we shouldn't have. V'lovinami avbesar zil mechasir l'av v'chasir l'el.
That's why it goes forward.
Right.
Says the Gemara, "Nami Ar Beisar." The Gemara is asking, "Why don't you also do the 14th?"
And right, because maybe it was
a the
right. Maybe it was everything was. We'll have a 3 day yontif because maybe it was a shorter year as a shorter month, and so we don't know. We should do a sweep of the 3 days. So the Gemara says Trei Yarchichas Chasri Kala Islahu. When there are two back to back months of a shorter month, there is a kol, and even meaning it gets around. Everyone hawks about it, and therefore, even if there's no Edim, people that are outside Eretz Yisrael will find out about this. So why are we saying that will be? So let's look at Rashi. So the Teves, we know that Teves is Chasru is always going to be a small month, Mimanav Shach, automatically. Kaseder Halavana, Be'echad Mali, Be'echad Chasr, that we do the months as Echad Mali, Echad Chasr, Echad Mali, Echad Chasr. So we know that Teves is going to be Chasr. Se'im Isa, the Chasru L'Shvat, and if by chance this will, it will be Chasr by Shvat, and therefore Adar, right? Kvar yotza hakol l'fi ha-Pesach. Everyone's going to hack about it before the Pesach. But Slenu, af l'makim she'ein shluchei bezdin shal nisan magiyin. People will hack about it, and it'll get all the way to Alaska before, even if Edom officially can't make it there, but the call, the people will hack about it, and people will know, and therefore you will know. You will know when it's back-to-back negatives. You will know, and therefore you will make that in. But the takana of having the 14th and 15th, I'm sorry, the 15th and 16th is a bit misafik, because if you don't know, then just go misafik and make it longer. However, if in a normal case, you will know and it won't be misafik. That's how the Gemara is learned.
If you would, Gemara was wondering, maybe we should have to have a suffik also about the 14th. Gemara says, listen, the normal day is the 15th. Maybe we have to keep the 16th also misafik, because we don't know exactly if it was male or chaser. So the Gemara, why don't you make the 14th also misaf? Because maybe there's a double negative. Maybe the past 2 months were both chaser and you didn't know about it. And so the Gemara, 2 months chaser, we would have heard about it. It would be so much hak, we would have heard about it. But there's no reason to be noyeg an extra day of Yom Tov for that concern. However, when it comes to just having 1 month chaser there, we wouldn't necessarily know about it, and therefore we have to keep an extra day of Yom Tov Mispeka, and that's why we keep the 15th and the 16th days Misafik.
Right. So Levi Ikul Bavel, Levi visited Bavel bechadasar b'Tishrei on the 11th day that they thought was the 11th day of Tishrei. That would not be Yom Kippur for them. Amar Basim Tavshal Leblay. You guys are eating delicious food on the day that's Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. So they said to him, look, if we're eating on Yom Kippur, just say, tell us, Eidus, and we'll fascinate. I didn't hear from Bezdin that they were Mekadesh it, so therefore I cannot be Eidus, but you should just know that it's Yom Kippur there. Okay. Machriz, Rabbi Yochanan.
Danny, I think we should cut it over here.
Okay. Sorry.
It was amazing.